Good evening, everybody. We are approaching Parshas Chayesara. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Lifnos Er Vayisa Eda Vayar Vine Gemalim Baim. So when Rivka first meets Yitzchak, he is doing what?
Davening
in a field. Says the Gemara Maseches Brachos. We learn from this that what? Rav Yossi Rav Yechinin Amar. Tefilos Avos Tiknum. Exactly what Robert just said. So the forefathers established tefillos, shachris, mincha, marv. So this evening, I want to discuss mincha, as it seemingly is mamish in our parsha. And I want to focus on the ideal time to daven mincha. Right, mincha, especially nowadays with the short window, so it's a miracle if you daven mincha, you know, by four, whatever. But ultimately, there is a tremendous sugi here hiding as to different degrees of ideal time to daven mincha, as we'll learn. And we'll see if we can put it into practice, ideally, obviously. But let's just say it's not as simple as, oh, I daven mincha today. There's a lot more of a nuanced approach to the ideal zman to daven mincha. So, okay. The Gemara says in Brachos Chavam Amid Beis that the Avos establish mincha, and Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says, no. Tefillos can I get to meet him? Tiknum. Essentially, we have a machlokas whether the three tefillos we daven every day corresponds to the three Avos, or is more in line with the Korbanos. Okay, and the Brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, is Avram Tikin Tefillos Shacharis, and in our parsha Yitzchak Tikin Tefillos Mincha, very nice, and Yaakov is Metakin Tefillos Arvis. Okay, so, yeah.
Not necessarily.
About what? So you want to say, obviously, so how do you put it together? I guess the Gemara concludes.
Different aspects.
Very good. So the bottom line. Right, so yeah, we go into that Gemara and have, you know, forever, but bottom line is that you can certainly say that they're not arguing to the degree that the details, the halachos, right, emerge from the korbanos, but something along the lines of the origins were from the avos. I mean, the avos began the process, and the contemporary halacha, the practical halacha that we follow, mimics the halachas of the korbanos. All right, so let's just focus on mincha, because it's a different Gemara. What that seems to imply is that Avraham davened mincha, meaning Avraham davened the prayer when the walls were already casting a shadow of the afternoon sun. So that would imply that what? Not Yitzchak davened mincha, but Avraham davened mincha. How would you resolve that contradiction? What would you say? Was it Avraham or was it Yitzchak? We have a Gemara that says Yitzchak made to mincha. Seemingly there's another Gemara that says Avraham did mincha. Anyone want to throw out a guess? How could you say they both did it? So Tosfos asked the Shaila in Maseches Brachos. Yitzchak tikein tefillos mincha. Aye, there's a Gemara in Maseches. Yeah, so Rabbi Weintraub is less than excited about this answer. Okay, all right. But the answer of Tosfos nonetheless is what? That really Avram daven mincha, but when did he daven mincha? Only after Yitzchak had already established it. So who started it? Really, it was Yitzchak. Good. And when the Gemara records that Avram did it, he was only subscribing to what his son had already done. That's the answer of Tosfos
Maseches Brachos. Also, because he was still alive when Yaakov Avinu started.
Very good. By the way, that's not crazy to say, and we're about to learn that in the Marsha.
And he also
okay, same Gemara, Rabbi Weintraub. What you're saying is not crazy. It's a Gemara. So Tosfos again in Brachos wants to argue, V'yesh lomar, hainu achar shetikne Yitzchak. So only once Yitzchak established mincha did Avram then take it on himself. But Yitzchak wins. Yitzchak is the one who started it, and Avram took it on. Good. The Maharsha in Brachos says, wait a minute. The Avos did what? What did they do, really? If you learn the Gemara, Pashup Shad, it sounds like Avram did one, Yitzchak did the second one, and Yaakov did the third one. But we have a Gemara in Yuma that says that even Erev Tavshilin was performed by Avram, meaning the Avos kept the whole Torah. So what would that suggest? That Avraham davened not only Shachris, but he davened Mincha and Marv as well. So therefore, the Maharsha wants to argue that every one of the Avos davened all three Tfilos. Elamai, what's the Pshat? So you could say, well, that's what the Gemara means, meaning they all davened. So what the Gemara means is that we daven kineged what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did. Meaning they daven, so we daven. But it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like there's a very specific connection between Yitzchak and Mincha, And therefore the Maharsha concludes with another answer. He says, well, maybe Haya Yosher Zariz Kefimi Daso. Meaning there might be a truth to the fact that every one of the Avos davened all three tefillos, but for whatever reason, Avraham's Mida was more in line with Shachar. So you could understand such a thing, that Avraham represented Zrizus, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, and Yitzchak's Mida of Gvura, I guess you could argue somehow, is more connected to Mincha, fighting the tide, you know, Ezu, Gibor, Kovesh, Yitzro. You know, certainly the least natural tefillah is that of Mincha, right? When you're up in the early in the morning, it's easy to daven Shachar. When you're alone at night, it's relatively easy to daven Marv. And Mincha, I guess, is the hardest one. All right, but ultimately the Maharsha is saying here that the midos of the Avos correspond to a tefillah, but in Echanami, Avram also daven Mincha. Okay, that's nice. Adam, what do you think?
I was thinking of a much simpler answer, that Yitzchak was on the Sakinim, but it doesn't mean that that Avram didn't daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the day at some point.
Aha, so that's a very nice answer. So Dr. Karp wants to say, it's true that Avram davened in the afternoon, but that's not called Mincha. Very nice answer, Adam. Wow. Wow. Meaning, okay, it was a coincidence, so to speak. Meaning, Avram used to daven. Sometimes he would daven in the morning, sometimes he would daven in the afternoon, sometimes at night, but it wasn't Mincha. His afternoon prayer was not Mincha. Nice answer, yeah.
The whole idea that they actually davened is Lavdavka daven. They lived a lifestyle where they recognized Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. They recognized him before they went to sleep, and they recognized him for their needs during the day.
So very good. Very good.
Because we want to cultivate that.
Very good.
They didn't have to daven to cultivate that. They naturally cultivated
it. Yeah, I like that. Right. So we don't. Yeah. What does it even mean? Very good. I like that a lot. Yeah.
And that's what it means. Erev Tav Shtilin also. It means that they understood boundaries. They respected boundaries, and they understood authority. And we try to cultivate with all the mitzvahs, that they understood that.
Yeah, Rabbi, you agree with that or no?
Yeah, no, I was thinking.
That wasn't literal, you're saying?
It's not mincha literal or any of
that. Literally, there's something. Very nice, okay.
He didn't put on tefillin or where it sits is literally either, but he didn't need to because he.
But he Mikara, very good, very good. Oh, yes, a lot there about the office and the Torah. All right, good. So the other mafarshim of the Torah also do make halachic references in the parsha. It's ironic, the Sforno and the Nitziv have the opposite perush. Vayete Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. So the Sforno says, why in the blazes did Yitzchak go into the field to daven? What would you say, logically? What's the advantage of davening in a field? Right, not noisy, says the Sforno. Basadeh shelo yafsiku over ederachem. Meaning, if you're on the road, people will interrupt you. If you're in the field, people will not interrupt you. Very nice. Then the Nitziv points out there's a Gemara Brachos that says that we don't encourage people to daven in fields. So it can't mean that he literally davened in a field. Shall we also this bottle of besada? That's Gemara Brachos Lamadal Lamad Beis. That's supposed to daven in an open field. Wow. So do you see, even from the question alone, then it's even much more literal, right? You know, in the classical midrashic kind of children's farm, right? They'll have a picture of Yitzchak wearing tzitzis and stuff like that, right? So it's almost like you get the sense from the Nitziv like that, like, obviously, Yitzchak was keeping, Shulchan Aruch. It's funny. It's not reserved for the little midrashes. Even it's in here, who's taking for granted that when the Torah says, in the Gemara rather, that the Avos kept the Torah, it means they kept the halacha. Ba'peh, Torah Shebapeh. Again, take it or leave it. There's a lot there to talk about. But it is the Nitziv's kasha. How could Yitzchak daven in a field if you're not supposed to daven in a field according to the Torah? And nobody understands that the word sad is not a field. The word sad is a reference to Har HaMoriah. Wow. Pesachas Pesachim, Pesada Hainu Har HaMoriah. It's called the Sade. Wow, and Tosos also there explains like that. So imagine the new scene, that where did Rivka meet Yitzchak for the first time? Right? That's a much more romantic meeting place, right? On Har HaMoriah. Ah, okay, good. So therefore what? He had just left Be'er L'Chai Ro'i. He was davening there, and so what do you want to say, Adam? Good.
So how can you be in Har HaMoriah? They're really far away.
How did Yitzchak get from Be'er L'Chai Ro'i? All right. Let's not go all the way over there. But this is all background to the main event of the evening, that the Torah does mention the time of day where he davened. What does it say? What does that mean, lifted there? That's an interesting term.
Doesn't sound like Mincha Gedolah.
I would agree with you, Rabbi Weinshop. Lifnot Erev seemingly would suggest that what? That it was later on in the afternoon. No? No, why not? Why not?
What do we call the afternoon? It's called Ben Arbayim.
Very good. So Adam's
Ben
right.
Is from no, the
you don't. No, you don't. Ben Arbayim is twilight.
Okay, all right, so hold on.
Not
so
not the Lashon of the Gemara. It's when the sun starts to set.
Very good. So there's no question
when it goes
that's not
past
day, that's twilight.
No. Adam's pointing out that the second you're past the middle of the day, you can already call the sun setting, meaning the sun is on the way down, right? Adam, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So that.
All
right. Ultimately.
Arab means the west.
Ultimately, we've got a term in the Torah that must be, explained. So the Yitzchak Davin Lefinot Erev, so who comments on this term? The Radak, Le'et Shepona HaShemesh, it's already the time where the sun is going down, Le'et Erev. It's kind of like what Rabbi Weintraub was saying, it's closer to the evening. Shederech b'nei Adam Latzeit L'tayel Bein HaSichim. It's the time where people go out between... Yeah, so is that a sunset stroll? I'm not exactly sure.
In the Middle East, yes, but you don't go strolling at 8 in the afternoon.
Yeah, so ultimately, I don't think the Radak is running obviously the halacha here. He's just explaining that the vibe, I think when you paint the picture of this episode in the Torah, it has more of a sunset feel to it. It has more of a sunset feel. Now, does that mean anything in the halacha? I'm not sure. But let's now try to go into the halacha and explain, well, when should we be davening? Mincha, is there a reason to like dafka wait for the sunset?
Well, it depends. If it's clearly avos tiknum, then you could sign up. Right? But if it's going to get karbonos, then when did you bring the karbon shobin or bain? When did you bring the mincha in the afternoon?
Very good. Very good. So let's see the halacha. Number one, before we forget, it's important to just daven mincha. So although we're about to get really frum, and talk about the best time to daven mincha. What's the most important halacha? Daven mincha. Daven mincha. Amri b'chalba amri v'huna la'olam hi'adam zahir b'tfilas mincha. Shari elyo lo nana ele b'tfilas mincha. So this is one of these classical sources which give a pump up to tfilas mincha that, you know what, daven mincha, and you should be particularly strong in your tfilah observance of mincha. And elyo was only answered because of mincha. And there is a famous teaching, believe it or not, of the Baal Shem Tov, which says how much Hashem appreciates those who daven mincha. Because imagine the person who's busy in the office and he finds the alleyway, the Baal Shem Tov says. In the middle of his day, he turns to some corner to daven mincha. Wow. So that effort put in by a Jew in the middle of his workday to take a moment of time and daven mincha, that's an amazing kiddush Hashem. So again, I've seen it in the 47th Street, the Diamond District. You have a lot of mincha gedolas going on, or Yisrael, in a random shuk, you have a mincha. So Klai Yisrael are holy people. Yeah, okay, I have mixed feelings about that. Again, it is true that even at the kosher stand in the ball games, that being said, the Jewish people are holy and they daven mincha. Good. Now let's get a little holier and try to figure out the best time to daven. Tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. The Rabbanim and the Mishnah say you could have mincha all the way until nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha. The Gemara elaborates, ma'amru tfilas mincha ad ha-erev. Why would the Rabbanim say you have a longer window to daven mincha? Very simple. Shari tamid shal ben harabayim karev ha-holech ad ha-erev. They can bring the korban that corresponds to mincha, namely the afternoon korban tamid. So in the same way that you can what? Bring the korban all the way until erev. You could have mincha all the way until erev. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can only bring that korban ad plaga mincha. Shrei tamid shal ben arbaim karev holech only ad plaga mincha. Very nice. So the end time would seemingly be restricted to when you could bring the korban. It's very logical. And what about the earliest time to daven mincha? Also, when was the earliest time you could bring the korban? Beizi mincha gedola mishay shos mechzor l'mala. 1/2 hour after midday. Now there's this thing called mincha katana. Mincha gedola is when you daven mincha, the earliest possible moment. What in the blazes is this thing called mincha katana?
When last time they would bring the korban mincha in the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay, so in the mincha ketana, ironically, is going to be the ideal time to have mincha. You know what mincha ketana is? The time they always brought the korban. Here it is. It is a trick question. Rashi says mincha gedola was the absolute earliest. So does anyone know the calendar date in which the korban tamid shel ben habayim was brought only 1/2 hour after chatzos? Erev Pesach, that fell out on Erev Shabbos, right? Because, because they couldn't cook on Shabbos, whatever. So, they've got all the deals. But if you had to make the Korban Tamid as early as possible, well, Yachol Akdimo says Rashi, Kodem Sheishos, Umechza Debein Ha'arbaim Ksiv Bey, Michi Yenatu Tzolei Erev. So, as long as you're already after midday, so you're already technically in the range, okay? Again, there's a concept there. Without going into details, let's just assume, for simplicity's sake, that it's a half hour after midday, even though you could argue it's a little earlier. And what is mincha ketana? Now, mincha ketana, ironically, is the least spoken about zman when it comes to mincha, because it's not the earliest, it's not the latest, but it is the ideal. What is mincha ketana? Zman tamid shel ben ha'arbayim b'chol yom mitesh shos mechzul l'malah. Every single day, do you know when they used to bring the korban? 9.5 hours into the day. Gemara Pesachim Mishnah Nishchat b'shmonu mechza. They would check that in 8.5 hours into the day. V'karav b'teisho mechza. So there it is. Okay, Gemara Pesachim Nunches Amad Aleph goes into details. So that's really when they brought it every day. So if you really wanted to be in line with what happened at the Beis HaMikdash, you know what you would do? You would look on your watch and really know, well, when is 9.5 hours into the day? And that's when they brought the korban. So should you daven mincha then? Is that the most ideal thing to do? I don't know. Says Gemara in Brachos, another curveball. Remember Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yochanan. Mitzvah lispalal im dimdu meichamen. And this Gemara is crazy. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah to daven. Right, with the setting of the sun, with the redness of the sun. And you know what that means? Rashi says, Tfilas Yotzer with the sunrise, Davin Shach is with the beginning of the sun, and Tfilas Minuch im Shkia Sacham. Oh my gosh, what does that mean? It's ideal to daven when? At the latest possible.
So why do you interpret Shkia Sacham as being the latest time?
Ah, very good. Excellent, Adam. Adam just said that I'm a Litvak. Whoever said that the sunset is the latest time to daven, very sharp, Adam.
Well, no. Who said that? That Shkia means Im Shkias.
I mean, Dibdu Mechama, daven consistently when the sun's either going up or down. So daven Shachar when the sun rises, and daven Mincha when the sun goes down. But you're right, that doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot daven Mincha later than that. That's what I thought you were saying.
No, it doesn't mean that refers to when the bowl of the sun descends below the horizon.
What does it mean? Shkia Tachama. So yeah, there's a big machlokes about what Shkia even means. But what are you trying to say, Adam?
I mean, you're using all these terms, and you're assuming that you mean as the sun is going below the horizon. That's
right.
Do we know that it actually means that?
All right. So we don't. Right, the big machlok is about what shkia is. All right. Good. But at the same time, it would certainly definitely be later than mincha ketana. Right. It would be later than 9.5 hours. Right. You can agree with that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's all I wanted to bring out. Whereby we would have thought that the Gemara maybe would have said to daven mincha the ideal time at 9.5 hours. There's a new Gemara now that's all of a sudden teaching us that there might be this halachic advantage with davening with the setting of the sun, whatever that might mean. Good. So all in all, let's try to figure out our different timetables. The earliest time to daven mincha is called mincha gedol. That would be seemingly a half hour after chatzos. So this time of year, that would be around 12:10 p.m. Let's assume the latest time daven mincha is with the shkia, with the sunset. That would be around 4:30 p.m. Good. And in the middle, there would be this ideal maybe time, which is called 9.5 hours into the day. Mincha ketana was around 3:15. Okay, good. So that would be before plaga mincha to daven where they really brought the korban. So is it a big deal? Do we really care? Are all three equally valid, early, middle, or late? So the Rambam has a pretty clear stand on this sugya. The Rambam says, well, Tfilas HaMincha corresponds to the Korban, And every single day they would bring the korban 9.5 hours into the day. So tiknu zman habitation shows umechta. You know what the time yidah mincha is? 9.5 hours in the day. V'hanikras mincha kitana. That's called mincha kitana. But it's true, on Erev Pesach that fell on an Erev Shabbos, right, they would check the Talmud especially early, 6.5 hours into the day. So guess what? Hamispala me'achar shesho zumechta yotza. So what is Ram telling you? That to daven mincha early, you're yotze. What does that imply? Bidyevit. It's not ideal. You get a check, but not a check plus. It's pretty mefurish in the Rambam that the ideal time to daven mincha is 9.5 hours into the day. And you know what the Rambam even says? There are many people, anche nagu anashim harbe, lispal gedola viktana. Two minchas. They would daven both at the earliest time, and then again at 9.5 hours of the day. And one of them was the optional one. They'd have in mind that one of them was the real mincha, one of them was the optional mincha.
Do you know of anyone who does that?
No, I know zero people who have done this. What do you mean? We're not allowed to?
Because you have to be a tefillah and daven. You can't do a
tefillah. No, Robert, I thought you were asking anyone who davens mincha ketan on a consistent basis.
No.
Who davens two?
No, the 9.5.
Yeah, 9.5 hours. Yeah, mincha ketan. Yeah. I don't know anyone, but I'll tell you what I did. No, there are minyanim, but is it peshita that someone wouldn't daven earlier or later? I don't know about that. But the Rambam says that, listen, it's mefurish. And which one should be your primary one? If you're davening both, you should really have mincha ketana as your real one. V'cheina din ozim, mibnei shehid k'neged davar she'eino tader b'chol yom. I mean, mincha gedola is corresponding to something that happened once every how many years? How many every years does Erev Pesach fall on Erev Shabbos? Yeah, so he says, okay, you're Yotze, but that's not really the idea.
Well, I'll tell you what you probably do. You probably say the parashas of Korbanos.
Ooh, that's a nice idea. That's a nice idea. I don't do that, but I'll tell you when I did this. When was I Machmir the Shidas Rambam? During the pandemic. In COVID-19, I was able to pick whenever I wanted to daven. I was not bound to anyone else's time. So I was able to be makpid for this Rambam during the months of, March through August of 2020 or so, where I literally was able to decide when to daven mincha, and I didn't have to worry about minyan at all. But that's the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Rambam. Mishis pala tefilas ha-mincha l'achar vav shalos ha-mechtzu l'mala yotza. Right, again, that like almost derogatory term. If you daven mincha gedola, you get a check. Ve'ikar zmana, but the primary time, there it is, black, and he uses the word ikar. The primary time to daven mincha is mincha ketana, 9.5 hours, and onward. Ooh. And Rabbi Huda is an end time ad plaga mincha. So the truth is, if you're really a brisker, you would take this very seriously. But the Shulchan Aruch said, from 9 hours and onward, that would mean today's mincha marv and shul, forgetting the marv for a second. Was that mincha totally ideal or not? Totally ideal. Seemingly, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you dive in 9.5 hours and onward, according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda is until plag. And here's where the Ramah comes in. The Ramah, b'di'evet o b'shaz atchak, yotze im ispal mincha ad halayla. Now we're getting crazy. Tahainu tesa kochavim. So now we have to figure this out. So I learned the sugi originally Moshe Kol, Rav Mordechai Willig. Rav Mordechai Willig goes to a wedding in Brooklyn. Now, I've been in this situation before where you want to chop a mincha or a marv. Once you're in Brooklyn, you find the papa shtibol down the block from that wedding or whatever it is. And I did this previously. It was a great mincha. Dav mincha, the papa, the big shul in Williamsburg. It was great. Beautiful. And I stayed there for a while. The first dance was going to be started. But I learned the Rami Chachos Tshuva, Rosh Chodesh El. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Good. Willig wants to chop a marv in a similar situation. I don't know what shul he was in. And where does he go? To the shtibol dam marv. And what do they start saying?
Asher.
Asher. Right? So if you're dealing with a different clientele, you're going to be getting different tefillos, right? But this is the Ramah. The Ramah is saying that you can daven mincha until nighttime, until tzeis ha-kochavim. Oh my gosh. Oh, whoa, wait, we, who's we? Who? 13
minutes.
Oh,
because after that, you know.
Okay. Okay. So Adam is pulling a fast on us, the highly religious man, who says that tzeis ha-kochavim doesn't mean tzeis ha-kochavim.
Yeah, it depends which sheet you're using.
Okay, good.
So here we're not going to use a more makeup. The question is, when do you switch from it being tefillas mincha to a second tefillah at maariv because you forgot?
All right, for the sake of time, good.
So I think we use 13 minutes.
Good. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah writes. He says it doesn't really mean until tzeis. Doesn't really mean until. And the Mishnah Berurah says the erech whoever shah kodem tzeis akavim is no longer good. Which means once you're within 15 minutes of tzeis, no good. So the Ramah, all right, they're saying that you daven marv after tzeis, you can daven mincha after shkia at samuch letzeis akavim. So there are different poskim. Some will say 13, exactly like Adam. Some would say even up to 25. So this happened once. One of my major life mentors in life is a Rabbi Josh Grazier. He's head of school now in Florida. He was my madrich and the NCS by summer call. When I started YU, he gave us a little musar vad, me and a few friends. And we were serious yeshiva bachrim. He said, guys, you're in YU now. It's a different world. Make sure you daven the same minyan of mincha every day. Because you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you don't daven the same minyan every day, you're going to forget the minyan. We're like, okay, you know. One day I had a big philosophy test. And I said, listen, it's a long summer day. I don't want to daven mincha now. I need more time to study. And I'll daven mincha after the test. What happens? Oh, I took my philosophy test and shkia had passed. I'm like, oh my gosh. I did not daven mincha yet. And I call the great Rabbi Josh Goller, who was at that time the assistant rabbi of Marshall in Jamaica State, who's now the head rabbi of the Young Israel of West Hempstead. He said, am I allowed to daven mincha right now? It was probably a few minutes after shkia. As if his mesora was that, yeah, after 15, 20, even 25 minutes after shkia, not a problem. Wow. So I never heard of such a thing. You know why? Because the next line of Mishnah is Yesh Poshim Rabim, Shacholkim, but if it's a tefillah, it's a rak kodim shkia sachama. Lachin lechatchila tzarech kol adam lizor nispal kodim shkia sachama. Tafka. Tainu. Sheyigmor tefillaso ba'osho l'nitzkatsa Hashemesh v'einenu. He's saying, finish mincha before shkia. And you know what he says? Wow. I've been in this situation more than one time where I needed to have mincha b'yechidus because I was going to wait for the tzibur. They were going to miss shkia completely. Now, you could argue shkia is not really what we call shkia because again, you have to realize we are so precise nowadays with our minutes and our seconds. What the Mishnah Berurah calls shkia is until the sun is no longer visible in our eyes.
We get an SCP whether you have to actually finish mincha before shkia. Yeah. Or once you start, because
Aruch HaShulchan, Bilam, Kalein, very good. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan's makeup. Very good. Very good. But yeah, it is the Aruch HaShulchan, 100%. Tosfos was bro. Very good. Doctor, proud of you. Smichas Chavim. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan would say that as long as you start before the Tosfos, that's sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah that we're reading. Yeah, another, well,
that's
yeah.
Why we moved mincha earlier for Rabbi.
Not for me. Not for me. For me, for the halacha. Yeah.
So it seems like mincha
gedola
is the least.
Ooh, the next part of the show. All right, we got 6 minutes.
But
yeah.
Isn't it usually comes to almost everything? The quicker, the earlier you have an opportunity to do something, the better.
Robert is on fire. Robert's dynamite. Says Robert, manless name. What if I wanted that mincha gedola? Hello, Anshel Babich 145. He's seen me there many, many, many times. And Zrizus. So the Mishnah Berurah also quotes, Lechatchila. Many hold that you can dive in 6.5 hours into the day. Lechatchila. Now, why would that be Lechatchila? Trying to figure that one out. Oh, meaning the bottom line is, the korban could have been brought then. And the mincha tefila corresponds to the korban. And it could have been brought then. Right? So when's Ben Arbaim? And the Gra says, L'chadchila. Although the Rambam is only b'dieved, aval Rashi mefaresh af l'chadchila. Wow. And here is a wild distinction. You could have something that's not the Iker Zman, but still be l'chadchila. L'mashal. It is l'chadchila to give your wife an anniversary gift. Even if you don't give it to her on her anniversary. Sounds like a contradiction. Because, wait a minute, you have to get the timing right. Evidently, in this sugya, it's not so. There's a concept called the Iker Zman. The best time is daven 9.5 hours of the day. But the Gro would argue that doesn't mean it's bidyev to daven earlier. To kind of do our homework on what that means. But Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. He says, in this sugya, the words lechatchila and bidyevet is not a normal usage of the term. Normally, we say lechatchila means ideally, and bidyevet means really not ideal. In this sugya, argues the Aruch HaShulchan, it means if there's any reason whatsoever that mincha gedola is preferable, that's totally fine. It doesn't mean like bidyevet, okay, extenuating circumstances. No. It means totally fine if there's any reason whatsoever. So that now changes the whole sugya. Why? Because we would probably be a lot more likely to forget the daven mincha if you don't do it right away. Right? So if you're working in Manhattan and you have a lunch break at 12:15, you better daven mincha right away. Because if you don't daven mincha at 12:15, what are the odds you're going to be able to take a break in the middle of your conference? The chaperine. And chaperine is not bidyevet. Chaperine means lechatchila, lechatchila. And he says the many lechatchila said mincha gedola by the Rif. The Rif is the Rishon who says, seemingly. And then he has a wild story. He says that there was a town that got poor. And the reason why that town suffered from poverty was because they didn't daven mincha gedola.
They waited.
You have to say something like that. All right? So ultimately, we have seen, let's just try to summarize. So during COVID-19, was there a reason for me to daven mincha like a brisker exactly at 9.5 hours of the day, at least before plague, to be mamish A++? You get your not too early, not too late, once it's mincha katana, and even before plaga mincha, that is the sweet spot.
It's
biyachid, but during COVID, when I really got to pick.
I just thought of it, what about lunch? Will you be allowed to?
Excellent. Reb Chaim Brisker daven mincha gedola every single day, even on Rosh Hashanah. And his son, the Brisker Rav, said, my father, the Holy Reb Chaim, never would have done that on Rosh Hashanah if it wasn't absolutely chatchila. Now, I never saw Reb Chaim or the Brisker Rav, but I saw the great Rav Nevensal daven mincha gedola. On Shabbos, he has a mincha gedola minyan. And I went to my Rebbe Rav Tursky, and I had the chutzpah to ask Rav Tursky, why do you think Rav Neventhal davens mincha gedola? I mean, Rav Neventhal does not like, he doesn't make mistakes, so to speak. He's not a bidyeved Jew. And Rav Tursky says, I think I chap. Because he davens vasikin every morning, and he has his suda right after. He washes at the kiddush. The whole world's invited to his apartment in the old city after vasikin. And what does he probably want to do? Have a meal with his wife, what they would call lunch, which is shalashurdas or whatever. And he doesn't want to eat a suda unless he's already daven mincha. So Rav Tursky's pshat.
Maybe he's going to drink something?
Maybe drink or even wash, right? Maybe he'll have some wine.
That's a
lot. All right. So yeah, it's a suda gedola. All right, so even that. Any suda gedola. Any suda gedola. The only other issue that we haven't said yet. So again, so lechatchila mincha gedola, totally fine. Can you daven all the way until sunset? Seemingly totally fine. Certainly, practically, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? Even though it's not the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch said, 9.5 hours and onward. Would anyone say it's ideal to dafka wait till sunset? Didn't we have one Gemara that said, in Dibdu Mechama, you should daven with the sunset? So my understanding is that is a shita of the Arizal. My understanding is that the Arizal, Dovi Grosser told me this, that even though there's a mitzvah of, so Sefer Shabbos, and you should accept Shabbos early. Evidently, there is some concept in Kabbalah, Hasidus, or whatever, to still daven mincha at the latest possible zman. So my understanding is that there is such a concept to daven mincha lechatchila late. Okay, not my mesorah, and I couldn't find that. I didn't look too hard yet. Hopefully, I'll put that on the course later tonight. But bottom line is, as we said earlier, the main halacha is to daven mincha. All right, let's daven marv. Okay.